This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. We are getting into the Star Seeds of Earth, the latest adventure with Alibi Jones and company. Chapter 8 on this episode, so let me bring you up to speed, remind you where we're at. Alibi Jones is looking for a star seed. He's down on Earth, actually, in Vermont, under a mountain, talking to somebody who's calling themselves the Archmage, mind to mind. We've also checked in with Alibi's family of different sorts, two different families, really. His mother, his biological mother, Ruth, and his half-brother, Hap, off on Fortuna. And we've also checked in with the folks back on the Hornet's Nest. Alibi's Aunt Anita, Emily, and the rest of them, Krish, the whole crew. That's who we're going to catch up with in this episode. We rejoin the crew back on the Hornet's Nest in Chapter 8 of The Star Seeds of Earth as Mr. Billy Gentry's visit continues. He's showed up. Alibi's Aunt Anita is trying to build an arboretum, much like the one her mentor had, Von Kilner, on the project's asteroid base back in Vatican Ambassador, years and years ago. So she's working on that, and he's showed up, and that's where we're going to pick things up in this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio, The Star Seeds of Earth, Chapter 8, on the way. Not a lot of news to share right now, so I'll just point out that you can read the Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition ebook and the Alibi Jones Original Novel ebook for free. They are free everywhere except at Amazon. So anywhere else you get ebooks, aside from Kindle, free. My books are only 99 cents otherwise, so I don't charge a lot. And you can get the audiobook of the original novel of Alibi Jones for free. Again, not at Amazon or Audible, but at most other places. I've made it free throughout the retail sphere, if you will, aside from those folks, because they don't play fair or nice or along. But yeah, anywhere else, Google Play, Apple, so iTunes, you can get Alibi Jones for free. And of course, for any of my stuff, just head to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, and you can get links and free stuff and anything else you need there. You can also get the link to Patreon there if you want to help support the podcast and become a patron for $2, $5, or $10 a month. I do that through patreon.com. Just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio if you want to go directly to my page there, or you can go through glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. And you can just pop over there if you want to see what's up with that. No obligation. patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. All right, we've got Chapter 8 of The Star Seeds of Earth on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
50 years ago, Mira, humankind's last hope to find new resources, departed the solar system. 7 years into her mission, she disappeared. She has returned. SNR Black, a Sol Federation Marine Corps vessel, is sent to retrieve her from certain destruction in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto. What they find will change humankind forever. From Parsec award-winning author Paul E. Cooley, Derelict, Marines, Part 1 of the Derelict Saga, combines military sci-fi, space opera, mystery, and suspense to create a journey you won't forget. Podcast available at shadowpublications.com. Paperback and ebook available from amazon.com. Some mysteries shouldn't be solved.
Now here's Chapter 8 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Emily fumed and watched the ship's crew load out another pallet of dirt from the Free Trader's cargo hold. That was all she'd been doing today, watching idiots shovel piles of dirt onto pallet after floating pallet, then walk them away. Supervising. Right. Who did that woman think she was? Emily knew. She was Anita Capituna, former prime rep among other titles and job descriptions. Taking charge and giving commands came naturally to her. Emily could respect that, even as she resented the woman for ordering her around. Even though Anita Capituna now had her watching a dirt delivery. Dirt. That alone wasn't worth fuming over. Added to other growing intrusions, however, like having that old scientist, Krish, look over her bookkeeping last week, the woman was getting under her skin. Alibi usually left her to her own devices. He named her business manager, then trusted her to do it right. Not only the little things, but big decisions, too. His only demand was make it work. She liked that. She missed Alibi Jones. Not that she'd tell him. He'd get all weird again. And talk about time travel, the Devrisium, and destiny. She'd learn not to go there with him, because otherwise he was fine. Not bossy and pushy like his aunt. Emily had been able to prove herself to Alibi. Anita, on the other hand, seemed impenetrable. As if she was through letting new people into her personal space, and Emily had simply arrived too late. As if there were no way possible to prove your worth to Anita. Emily gritted her teeth when Krish had shown up asking for a peek at the ledgers, as he'd called it. But she cooperated. He was nice about it. Praised her after he'd scanned through the records and given them back. She ran through it in her mind again as she watched the crewman shovel. "Oh," Krish had exclaimed. "This is good. The Solar Alliance Interplanetary Force divested the base to Alibi Jones as a cost-cutting measure." "Yeah," Emily said. "I made it look to those in the safe who okayed it like they were screwing Alibi over, saddling him with debt. They weren't, but it looked that way to them, and they liked the idea of Alibi getting screwed. So now it's ours. His, anyway."
"They tried to screw him, but instead it freed him," Krish said. "I like that."
"And now it's our own little island in space, outside the bounds of the Solar Alliance," she said.
"You've done an excellent job here, Ms. Brown," Krish said. "As I was sure I would find. Anita just likes to run double checks and such, you know. I will let her know of your exemplary work."
"Thanks," she said. She guessed that meant Anita was fully in charge of the Hornet's Nest now, if she was looking at the books. Then again, Alibi sure didn't seem inclined to stick around and run the place. He was gone even now. Off on another crazy quest for Finder. Maybe she should ask to join him next time. So long as he didn't get weird about it. Why should she have to hang around the base so much? She was a good business manager, but she was also a soldier. She missed doing anything. Maybe that's why she was chafing at Anita's poking around. It wasn't personal. And Krish was nice enough about it, even if her thanks had been half-hearted at best. She didn't hold much back. She'd let Krish know she wasn't happy about the intrusion. She voiced the thought as she watched another pallet sent off. Too bad, Krish. Emily! Krish called as he entered the bay.
Speak of the devil, she mumbled.
Krish! She said louder, nodding with her response. Have you seen Anita? He asked. She's in her arboretum, she said, taking delivery of her dirt.
Ah, the soil from Daishan, that's right, Chris said. Thank you, Emily.
He began to leave, but then paused, turning back to her.
Cheer up, he said. He'll be back soon.
Who?
Alibi, of course. It's plain you miss him.
I do not. She went from fuming to mad. Wasn't even thinking of him.
Have it your way, he said.
He turned and left to seek out Anita. Krish found a line of crewmen and pallets waiting uncomfortably outside the door to the arboretum.
What's going on? Krish asked.
Not sure we should go in there, the one talkative crewman offered. They're arguing, we think.
They?
Krish made his way past the pallets and into the huge room. Anita stood with an older gentleman in a well-tailored business suit, doing more glaring than arguing at the moment. Neither of them noticed Krish walk in.
Hello, Anita!
Krish said a bit louder than necessary. Anita and the businessman both turned to assess Krish. Krish recognized the man from somewhere, just couldn't place him.
Ah, Krish, Anita said. Good. I'd like you to meet Billy Gentry.
Krish blanched at the name.
Oh, Krish said. Mr. Gentry, welcome to the Hornet's Nest.
Don't welcome him, Krish, Anita said. I don't want to create the false impression he's welcome here.
This is how it's been going, Gentry said. Krish, was it?
Krish nodded. Gentry extended his hand. Krish looked at it. He looked over at Anita, who was scowling. Krish kept his hands to himself and nodded at Gentry. Gentry nodded back and then gracefully folded his hands together above his belt buckle.
Do you have some say in running this place, Krish? Gentry asked. Or is it Dr. Krish?
My friends call me Krish, he said, smiling. You can call me Dr. Krishnamurti.
Gentry grinned.
Y'all are good, I'll give you that, Gentry said. Of course, you've been at it a long time.
His grin narrowed to a more predatory leer.
A very long time.
Are you insulting my age now, Mr. Gentry? Anita asked. On top of your insulting power grab.
Power grab? Krish asked. How can he grab more power? He's the godfather out here. Everyone knows that.
Krish's words echoed as the room grew silent, one of those heavy silences, where no one knew what should be said next.
Krish broke it. I'm not supposed to say that out loud, am I? He asked. Sorry.
Gentry now claims Constantine has made him our governor, Anita said. Governor of the Depot Fringe.
Really? Krish said. Governor Godfather, eh? But we are not in the Solar Alliance. Neither is the Depot Fringe.
You are now, Gentry said, according to Constantine. Look, I'm just the messenger.
Yes, Krish said. And I believe back in the original Constantine's day, they would kill the messenger who brought such unwanted news.
Krish, Anita said, cautioning him. Don't put me in the position of having to apologize to Mr. Gentry here.
Can't have that, Gentry joked.
Krish thought he saw a grin flash across Anita's face. There was a small bustle at the door to the arboretum. Emily made her way into the room.
Oh, she said. Sorry to interrupt.
Not an interruption, Anita said. What is it, dear?
Krish winced as he wondered if Anita could remember Emily's name. The younger woman looked both hurt and pissed off, on top of surprised to see Billy Gentry on the base.
Sorry, Emily said again. It's just the dirt. You're holding up the dirt delivery.
They don't want to bring it in here while you're talking. Again, I don't mean to interrupt, but they're all waiting in line outside in the corridor, getting in people's way.
Mr. Gentry is the interruption, Emily, Anita said. Not you.
Well, I wasn't planning to bother you, ma'am. I was really coming here to see the place's owner, Gentry said. But I don't see Alibi Jones anywhere around. Where is he?
Business trip, Emily said. When Gentry turned and stared at her, she regretted speaking up.
Oh? Gentry said. Really? One I don't know about.
You know about most of them, do you? Anita said, drawing Gentry's attention back to her.
Yes, Gentry answered, matter-of-factly.
Ah, Anita said, sounding genuinely impressed. Krish recognized that tone. She was beginning to like the man.
Gentry smiled an authentic smile.
That's right, Gentry said. You're a woman who'd know the value of a good network.
You know it, Anita said. It's good to know people.
She smiled, then frowned. Though I don't quite know all the people I used to.
That happens, Gentry said. Me? I'm getting to know more and more people. Can't say as I like most of them.
Is that a fact? Anita said.
Current company excluded, Gentry said, nodding to Anita. You're actually...
Gentry let his guard down for a second and laughed.
You are not at all what I expected, Anita Capituna, and I mean that in a good way.
Are you trying to be charming? Krish asked, interrupting. I think he's trying to be charming, Emily. Don't you?
Krish walked over and tugged on Gentry's arm.
Did you know I have a network, too? I also know people.
Gentry scowled and shrugged Krish off his arm. Don't mock me, it won't go well for you, Gentry said to Krish, with quiet anger. He turned back to Anita. I've been trying to be pleasant about this. This is a courtesy call, after all. Shame you can't show a little respect to your new governor.
If we had one, I might, Anita said. All I have is your word on that.
My word is good, Gentry said.
Anita laughed. Krish knew it was forced and for effect.
Oh, really? Anita said, still chuckling.
To who?
Gentry reddened.
You are a criminal, Anita said, matter-of-factly. This could all be a setup, a shakedown, a con. We have no reason to believe you.
Let's call Constantine, Gentry said, too loud. Together, he'll back me up.
Oh, no, Anita said, interrupting. I'll never speak to that dreadful man again. He took away everything I owned. Or tried to. Might have tried to have me killed, too. No, not speaking to him, no.
Gentry glowered at her, but there were cracks in his tough guy armor. Admiration for Anita's grit shining through.
Fine, he said. But don't say I didn't warn you. Next time, I won't be so courteous.
Emily, would you courteously show Mr. Gentry back to his ship? Anita asked. Especially as his idea of courtesy is sneaking around our home unannounced and poking into places he doesn't belong.
Just looking for Alibi Jones, Gentry said. You never did say where he is.
That's right, Anita said. And, Gentry asked. And, Emily, show Mr. Gentry to his ship, won't you? Anita said, dismissing him. And tell them to bring my dirt on in here. I want to get planting.
That was Chapter 8 of The Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio.
More dirt, please. Next episode, we'll be going back under the mountain. So, hope you'll be back for that. But yes, Billy Gentry... causing a stir, stirring up dirt on the hornet's nest as our Star Seeds of Earth continues. But yes, next episode, Chapter 9, we'll go back under the mountain in Vermont with Alibi Jones and the Archmage.
so I hope you will return for that. Again, not much in the way of news, so just encourage you to head on over to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. Check the links out there. You can get one of my new calendars or get yourself a free ebook of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, or Alibi Jones. It's up to you. If you're a patron, though, you are getting advanced chapters of the next Alibi Jones book. Yeah, the sequel to this one that we're doing right now, The Starseeds of Earth. The new book is called The Mortimek Wars. And we have started doing chapters over on Patreon for patrons. So that's a pretty cool benefit right there. I guess I should mention that when I'm talking about Patreon. Oh, yeah. You're getting the next Alibi Jones book early. First draft edition, but still. Help me write the book. I'm off to record that next. And again, we'll be back with Chapter 9 of The Starseeds of Earth right here on Glow in the Dark Radio on our next episode. Thank you for listening.
Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2021 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.